The Cuomo administration will continue its economic development strategy despite recent criminal convictions connected to some upstate projects and an uptick in criticism about the policies. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Governor Cuomo says the state's run 9,000 economic development projects under his watch, many meant to reverse upstate New York's economic malaise. But the strategy of pumping state money into projects has come under fire, especially after two high-profile court cases ended recently with bribery and bid-rigging convictions connected to upstate projects. And candidates for governor are piling on, calling programs everything from failing and bloated to flawed public policy. Despite the drumbeat, Cuomo says the projects have put many upstate economies on an upswing, and he says Albany has made changes, taking many of these projects out of the purview of SUNY Polytechnic.
They no longer have that responsibility. It's now done by the Empire State Development Corporation, and we brought in professionals to redesign the system. And they've redesigned a new system of accountability, and we've implemented that.
So the strategy of pumping millions into individual projects, including construction of facilities for private business partners, will continue, according to EDC Chairman Howard Zemsky. He says the strategy has worked, pointing specifically to nanotechnology success in Albany.
I mean, we have to be willing to, make some extraordinary investments to literally change the trajectory long term of the economy.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.